Friends, our first parents, Adam and Eve, enjoyed an intimate and happy relationship with the gracious Creator. Blessed by a unique divine image and likeness, they were set apart from all other creatures. In full harmony with the Lord, they thought as He does, desiring what is good, true, and holy. As husband and wife, they also enjoyed an intimate married life, characterized by full harmony, love, care, and mutual respect. Sadly, all this changed. Following the crafty and destructive scheme of the evil one, doubt and distrust of their Creator's goodness and good intentions crept into their minds and hearts. They chose to disregard His good instruction and ate the forbidden fruit. The blessed divine image of their God-given immortal souls was corrupted. They no longer thought and acted in a holy manner. As they lost intimacy with the Lord, their holy and harmonious marriage unity was also damaged. So their view of God and of one another was corrupted. Friends, this also impacted their family life. Their first son, Cain, had a jealous and resentful attitude towards his younger brother, Abel. The two brothers also had different attitudes towards God. This became evident as they presented their offerings to Him. Abel seemed to express an attitude of humility and gratitude, and his offering was well received. Cain's angry face expressed deep self-centeredness and arrogance. This explains why his offering was not accepted, and he planned to kill his brother. We read in the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis that Cain became a fugitive and a wanderer. And then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Yet the merciful God provided him with protection and even numerous offspring through his son Enoch. We further read, "And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son, and called his name Seth. For she said, 'God has appointed for me another offspring instead of Abel, for Cain killed him.'" Friends, our first parents lost their first two sons. Still, God graciously blessed them with a third son named Seth. Eve viewed him not as a replacement for Cain, her rejected wicked firstborn, but for Abel, who enjoyed a true knowledge and fellowship with God. She said, "God has appointed for me another offspring instead of Abel, for Cain killed him." We further read, "To Seth also a son was born, and he called his name Enosh." Friend, the Hebrew name Enosh means the appointed one. We read that at that time people began to call upon the name of the Lord. So Enosh was appointed to preserve a godly line to lead to the promised seed of woman, the new Adam, the divine Messiah Savior. He engaged in a battle against the evil one and suffered at his hand through Cain-like killers. Yet, as promised, he ultimately defeated him and established a new humanity, being gathered from all families of humanity. Hallelujah.